King Township is hosting the official opening of its $86 million Zancor Center, Canada's first zero-carbon combined aquatics and ice sports facility, on Sunday, January 26 in King City. The free event at the facility at 1615 Side Road is from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and will feature a ribbon-cutting ceremony, the mayor's pancake breakfast, recreational swimming, skating and sports, facility tours, and a King Rebellion Ontario Junior Hockey League, OJHL, game, according to a township news release. This is a momentous occasion for King Township. The Zancor Center is a testament to over 20 years of vision and planning, originating from the 2004 Parks and Recreation Master Plan, said Mayor Steve Pellegrini. The cost of this project was $86 million with only $678,000 in tax-supported funding, less than 1% paid for by property taxes. The extensive consultation process allowed us to adapt and enhance the original design, ensuring the facility is a vibrant recreation hub that meets the diverse needs of our community. We are proud to open Canada's first zero-carbon, combined aquatics and ice sports facility, and we look forward to welcoming everyone to the official opening celebration on January 26. The celebrations kick off at 9 a.m. with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and welcoming remarks. Mayor Steve Pellegrini and Township of King Council will be in attendance, along with Premier Doug Ford, Francesco Zorbera, MP Vaughn Woodbridgem, David Agnew, President of Seneca Polytechnic, Stephen Leche, MPP King Vaughn, and Anna Roberts, MP King Vaughn. Starting at 10:30 a.m. and running hourly until 2:30 p.m., visitors can go on staff-led tours to view the facility's state-of-the-art amenities. Other scheduled programming available for all ages includes the following: Mayor's Pancake Breakfast from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Recreational swimming at 11 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Regular pool admission guidelines apply. Recreational skating from 11:30 a.m. to 1:20 p.m. Recreational sports from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with dedicated times for soccer, badminton, lacrosse, basketball, pickleball, sports playgroup and robo-think. Indoor shoes required. King Rebellion vs. Caledon Admirals OJHL game with a puck drop at 3 p.m. Admission is free with a non-perishable food item or monetary donation to the King Township Food Bank. Capacity restrictions apply to all drop-in programming. View the full program schedule at king.ca/Zancor Center. State-of-the-art amenities. King Township's new recreation facility, which broke ground in April 2022, sits on 25 acres at the southeast corner of Seneca's King Campus and features 124,000 square feet of indoor and outdoor state-of-the-art amenities. Highlights include two NHL-sized rinks, the JTF Holmes Arena, home rink of the King Rebellion Junior A team, and the Country Day School Arena. Aquatech Solutions Aquatic Center, a 25-meter, 6-lane lap pool that's 3 meters deep and a 1-meter deep leisure pool with teaching steps for toddlers and a hydrotherapy section for adults and seniors. Plus, universal change rooms with private stalls, washrooms and showers providing an accessible, family-friendly changing area, including a stroller parking lot just outside. Municipal Maintenance Athletic Center, an artificial turf field for soccer and lacrosse, backed by a playing surface with marked game lines for basketball, volleyball, pickleball and badminton, all surrounded by a 3-lane running track with a fitness area including cardio and strength training equipment. Barrier-free, universal washroom with private, fully enclosed stall toilets and sinks. The King City Lions Community Room and the Gord Orr Community Room, multi-purpose spaces ideal for fitness classes, recreation programs and private rentals. Includes a shared kitchenette. A large, fully enclosed outdoor courtyard with direct access to community rooms and pool. Funding. Construction of the $86 million, multi-partner facility was made possible with funding support from the provincial and federal governments, as well as Seneca Polytechnic and the development community. The Government of Canada invested over $21.1 million in the centre through the Community, Culture and Recreation Infrastructure stream of the Investing in Canada plan. The Government of Ontario provided $17.6 million. The Township of King provided over $20 million, mostly through development charges, with another $16 million contributed by developers as community benefits. Seneca Polytechnic and King have signed a 99-year lease agreement for the land at a cost of $1 per year. In July 2024, Zancor Homes became the naming rights partner of the multi-use recreation facility, originally named the Township-wide Recreation Center. The developer has a long-standing history of supporting community services and events in King through donations and sponsorships and paid $1.5 million for the rights, which will last 15 years. 10-year partnerships were also secured for the naming rights of the two ice pads, JTF Homes Arena and the Country Day School Arena, the Aquatic Center, Aqua Tech Solutions Aquatic Center, and the Athletic Center, Municipal Maintenance Athletic Center. Funding from all naming rights totals $2.7 million, which will go towards future needs and maintenance of the facility. Zero Carbon Building Design Designation. In January 2024, the Zancor Centre became the first combined aquatics and ice sports community facility in Canada to achieve zero carbon building design certification by the Canada Green Building Council, CAGBC. Innovative features designed to reduce carbon emissions include all electrical building systems to recover waste heat, daylight optimization for energy efficiency, minimal dependence on gas-fired equipment and geothermal readiness. Learn more here. For more information about the Zancor Center, visit king.ca/Zancor Center.